I'm your host, woman candidate master, and one of the top female players in the Caribbean, Zara Majid. And welcome back to Queen's Advice Corner, part of the Queen's United Chess Podcast. Every Friday, I share helpful chess tips to guide beginner and intermediate players on their journey to becoming strong, confident chess players. And today, we're going to explore a question that comes up all the time. Should I play fast chess or slow chess? Well, what if I told you the real answer is both? So let's talk about it. Part 1, the benefits of slow chess. So let's begin with slow chess. Slow games are when you and your opponent have lots of time to think, usually 15, 30, or even 90 minutes each. These are often called standard time control games, and they're often the type used in most major tournaments. In slow games, you really get to stop, think, plan, and avoid rushed decisions. When I started playing chess, I was obsessed with speed. I played 3-minute blitz games all day long. But when I began playing in international tournaments, like the 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, I had to play much slower games. And that shift was really hard. But with a lot of practice, I learned how valuable slow chess really was. It taught me to 1. Think ahead, 2. Be patient, and 3. Spot deeper ideas and actually understand the position. And my game improved so much because of it. Part 2, the benefits of fast chess. Now, let's talk about fast games, like Blitz or Bullet. These are super fun and energetic. Each player gets only 1, 3, or 5 minutes for the entire game. Fast games can really help you 1. Build your confidence, 2. Think on your feet, 3. Recognize patterns really quickly, and 4. Improve your reaction time. You play more games in less time, which means you get lots of experience really fast. It also teaches you to stay calm under pressure, especially when that clock starts ticking down. Some of the best tactics I ever spotted in my life happen to be in fast games. They sharpen your instincts and keep you alert. Part 3. Why you need both. Now, here's the key lesson. Fast games help you build speed. Slow games help you build strategy. You need both to become a complete player. Some days, play a fast game just for fun. Other days, sit down for a longer game and really think it through. Fast trains your instincts, but slow trains your mind. Want to win more tournaments? Play both. Want to improve quickly and avoid blunders? Play both. Part 4, your turn, you decide. Let me leave you with this. In a real tournament, that clock is ticking. You might find yourself in a tricky position and down on time. If you've only played slow games, you might panic. If you've only played fast games, you might rush and blunder. That's why you need both. Train for time pressure and train for deep thinking. Because the best chess players in the world, they can slow it down when it matters the most and speed it up when that clock demands it. So I want you to decide now, fast or slow? Play both, grow in both, and that's how you level up like a queen. That's it for this week's Queen's Advice Corner. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked today's episode, don't forget to follow our podcast on Spotify and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come back again next Friday for more powerful tips, real stories, and inspiration made just for you. Until then, keep rising, keep shining, and keep playing like a queen.